This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On 9/11, let's start with a check on commercial aviation, 13 years since the attacks. Here's reporter Stan Alcorn.
Immediately after the attacks, a lot of people stopped flying. David Clark, an economist at Marquette University, says domestic air travel in September 2001 was down by more than half.
And that's not too surprising.
As the months passed, the planes started to fill up again.
But as you got closer to the one-year anniversary, there was a rather substantial decline, about 24.4%.
According to the Trade Association of the largest U.S. airlines, that anniversary effect doesn't exist anymore. Bianca Cribbs is flying from Toronto to New York today, and I asked her if she was nervous.
No, not at all. I figure it's probably the safest day to fly now.
The main reason she thought about the date was a line on her receipt.
The September 11th U.S. security tax, which is $5.44.
That's the tax that helps pay for the biggest post-9/11 change to air travel, the TSA, screening and scanning all the passengers and bags. A spokesman told me for the TSA, today's no different than any other day. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.